gentlemen, welcome to Going Back Door.
Wow.
Can we redo that intro?
Let's redo that intro.
That sounded flat as fuck.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Going Back Door.
Welcome back to Going Back Door. We're coming back at you with a brand new episode. Don't being a soft bitch. Stay hard, pussy.
See, I did that. That was a strategic move. I was doing that to try to be a little bit. So then you would come in with some energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would avoid the last 2 weeks of us sitting here being monotone and boring.
I'm here.
Are you?
I'm. Have no fear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd's it's also back clear. Coke.
I am here.
Todd is back on the coke.
And we got new shit to show you.
We've got new shit to show you. Today, we are joined with a legend. Hall of Famer.
An absolute specimen of the Special Olympics.
The lefty from three-point range. You know,
the corner Claymore, and I'm not talking he's a prostitute with herpes.
I mean, maybe.
That was good.
The white power...
Oh, of the white powder.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is mine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, you can still see my ugly ass thighs.
Oh, yep. Yeah, they're ugly. Yeah.
They're attached to you, buddy. You want me to zoom in on him?
Sure.
I don't know how to do that. So.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, do you have Spike on camera?
Yeah, we can see her. We got her.
She's also here.
Mike's joined by my lovely dog Spike on the pup cam.
Yep, she kind of took the spot where I was going to sit, but...
Can you hear the dryer? Just...
Oh, yeah.
Probably, definitely.
I shut the door and everything.
We're just... Okay, we threw a weasel in the dryer. That's why it's just screeching and squealing back there, you know?
Yeah.
We got another camera.
Yeah, we got another camera.
Wow.
As you can tell, there's also two logos. One right here. Right here is the video.
And the other one is right here.
Yeah. The other one. Yep. Hey, you did the thing where you're like, yeah, that's... Oh, other hand. Right here is the video. Look, it looks like I'm holding it.
It looks like I'm holding it, doesn't it?
Look at this. I'm touching it a little bit.
God damn, your pits is musty, boy.
Yeah, it's disgusting. We didn't just play basketball.
Yeah, we did. We played some basketball today with some children. That was nice to bully some kids, you know.
Yeah, it was good. Mike, what were your thoughts on it?
It was fun.
Nice.
Wasn't bad. Picked on some kids.
Fucking nice.
Maybe one kid shut up because he wanted to run his mouth.
Wow, how'd that happen?
No, he kept talking bullshit, and I told him... And he was too busy fucking talking shit, not playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
Gets burnt, and then I said, stop talking shit, fucking play. And he basically shut up. I didn't hear him talk after that.
So at what point did you fuck him?
This is true.
When he was too busy talking shit, and I passed the ball to fucking our big man down low.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. That was, I meant in a sexual nature.
Well, I went back door on him, or front door, whichever way. He was looking right at me when he was
going back
shit.
Going back door. And we're back. Now we're not. Now we're back.
I got new toys.
Nice. It's been an interesting week in basketball.
Yeah. We have a list.
Yeah, we brought
We came prepared today, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what.
Dalton came prepared.
I did. I'm the true professional here.
Yep.
So,
yep.
First on our list, I wanted to talk about, did you guys see this last Sunday? I think it was last Sunday. The fucking Bulls versus Hawks game. It got pretty intense down the end, right? With 5 seconds to go, okay? Bulls had the ball, down 3 to the Hawks. DeMar gets fouled. What's the white kid that's on the Hawks? Bojanovic?
Bogdanovic or whatever.
Something like
Bogdanovic.
That.
Some kind of not white, but white.
Yeah. Some European fuck. He was having a great game. He's playing amazingly, right? So, comes down to it. DeMar takes a shot for 3, 5 seconds to go. Euro dude fouls him, right? And he goes to the line, hits 3 for throws. Game's tied, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They go into overtime.
Yeah.
No, they had a chance. No. They were down by 2. So now they're up by 1, right?
Oh, yeah?
0.5 seconds left, right?
Yeah.
They throw it up to, what's his fucking name?
Capella?
No, it wasn't Capella. It was that Griffin. Griffin, he's a rookie. He's the second youngest player in the NBA right now.
Okay.
They throw it up to him. He catches it. Does this, like, weird... Fuck. Here, let me just show you.
Oh, yeah. New toys.
New toys. Exactly. Exactly, Todd. New fucking toys. We'll go right here.
Alright. So while we're doing this, this is rather impressive. Dalton has come through pretty severely, and now we're looking at the absolute corruption that is your YouTube algorithm. Nice. When rap and wrestling collide.
John Cena.
Yeah, there's some interesting shit there. There it is.
And remember,
if they can get it, they can get it to him. Young. Instead, they'll go inside.
Oh my God.
He got it. Yeah.
You see
what I mean?
I don't believe it. AJ Griffin at the buzzer.
He's like that. He's really like that.
You know, he went to the street and he got all the time.
Wow. That had a fucking monkey on him. Damn. What a fucking beak, I tell you what, boy. So yeah, let's run that back. I wanna get.
Okay, so 0.5, 122 to 121. Jesus Christ, how do you fuck this up? Oh, don't get back cut. Don't get back cut, and then it gets fucking back cut.
And he got it. He got it.
He went back.
I don't believe it. AJ Griffin.
Hey, it works.
The buzzer.
We got him on the podcast. Wow.
And going backdoor award goes to AJ Griffin. Way to go, buddy. You did it.
Wow.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That was an athletic play.
Yeah. He caught that sumbitch. I thought it was over. I thought it was fucking over. 0.5, there's no fucking way.
Caught, rotated 180 degrees, put that bitch in.
Fuck, dude.
Part of being a Chicago fan, right, buddy?
Oh, yeah. I'm used to it at this point. It's fucking disappointing. Bears suck.
Facts.
White Sox are in the fucking shitter.
Facts.
Same with the Cubs.
I don't give a fuck about the Cubs.
Blackhawks, I don't know.
I don't give a fuck about hockey.
They are I-ite.
You know about hockey?
Not very much, no.
Well, then shut up.
Wow.
I'm kidding. It's called jokes, you fucking sensitive fuck. Jesus Christ. Did you see that? Speaking of things maybe you don't give a shit about, did you see the Illini knocked off Texas?
I did see that.
Like ranked 2 weeks ago?
Second team, right? Yeah. A couple weeks ago. Big moment, right? Did you hear that the Texas coach got arrested?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Let me pull this up.
Was this after or before the game?
This was after the game.
Fuck, nerd.
After the game. Big screen it.
Hey, we're working on it. We're going.
All right. Texas Longhorn coach suspended after alleged assaulting a fiance.
Felony domestic violence. Okay.
So, hypothetically, what do you think happened?
Probably got drunk that he got beat by fucking Illinois and beat the fuck out of his wife.
Yeah.
Like a true Texas man would.
He was like, you know what, bitch? Wait, what?
A true Texas man would just get drunk and beat his wife. Apparently that's what he fucking did. I don't know if he actually got drunk, but, I mean, he beat his wife, so he's at least doing half of Texas's job, right? I don't know.
I'm getting a beer, Michael. You're getting a little reckless on me, Daddy. Do you want a beer?
No.
Do you want a beer?
No, I'm all right.
No, I'm just saying Texas is just is Texas.
Do you think he got home, right? This is how I'm.
You know, she said something about football.
No, it was basketball.
Something about basketball.
She said, "How was the game?" or something like that, and he just freaked out. Maybe. I think there was alcohol definitely involved.
It has to be.
Has to be.
ESPN at that. National television. And we just choked a dick to Illinois. And they ain't done shit in I don't know how long.
Yeah. Well, they've been decent the last few years.
Yeah. That's about all they really got since, like, 2005. So, good shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just thought it was kind of funny. I thought I'd bring it up. Not funny. I mean, obviously...
It's
obviously,
funny because it's the Texas head coach. I mean, it just makes it hilarious.
Obviously, it's not funny because a woman got the shit kicked out of her. But...
No, that part ain't funny, but it's just... It happens to be somebody...
She deserve it.
Well, that's classic Bill Burr joke, you know. What did she say?
What did she do?
Yeah, what happened beforehand? That kind of thing.
Did he walk home and see her fucking the Illinois head coach or some shit?
Oh my god.
That is a good question.
She's just banging out the mailman. The mailman.
The
He's like, this
man.
Is why our kids are black. What the fuck?
That's racist.
Yeah, I'm hiding.
Huh?
He spaced the fuck out. That was funny.
At least that was on the main camera. Jesus Christ. Dear God. Yeah, and with that also being said, did you see what happened with the Mississippi football team?
What the fuck coach? Did they do?
Yeah, he died.
Okay, he ended up in the hospital and died. Yeah.
Why? How? What?
I don't know. I didn't look
it happened,
it up.
Like, on Monday or some shit. He collapsed, and then, up? Like, the next day he was dead.
I don't see that you pulled it up.
Okay.
Coors Light. For when you want to get a little drunk, but not drunk enough to beat your wife. Coors Light. It's Rocky Mountain Fresh, baby.
Oh, I heard he was drinking, Everclear. Everclear and, Ray Rice. Come. Yeah, fuck that coach. Yeah, I'm gonna make gay jokes about you, piece of shit.
Bro, he probably sucks off all of his linemen. He's like, I just need you guys to protect him.
Is it Mike Lynch?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Lynch.
Leach.
I can't read what it says.
Mississippi football coach Mike Leach died Monday night after complications related to a heart condition.
Oh.
He was 61 years old.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Mike. Now only if this Mike died. Flip to him. Yeah, only if this Mike died.
It'll never happen. Trust me, I've tried.
Only the good die young, Michael.
Yeah, I know.
You're gonna be an old fucking ugly bitch.
I'm already ugly, so
an
I'm
old,
halfway there.
Miserable fucking cunt.
Nah, I won't be miserable. Okay, I might be miserable. Fuck Fino.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That was a little AO, but whatever, it's fine.
So, yeah, I don't want to storm. I feel like we're going right through these. So,
yeah.
Hypothetically, right?
Indeed.
Coach dies, right?
Yeah. What happened?
But let's say the coach sucks, right? Your favorite team, coach sucks.
Whoa, Mike's breaking out coke on the pod, bro.
Right?
Wild.
He dies, but then...
Wow.
What?
Nothing, I'm just a dummy.
But,
I'm just a dummy.
Hypothetically, he dies, right?
Yeah.
And then your team gets a new coach, and they're doing better. Are you happy he's dead?
Because you wouldn't have fired him if he didn't die.
Like,
oh my god.
Happy accident, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You don't have to pay him anymore because he's dead. You know? If you fired him, you'd have to keep paying him, you know? So... Maybe this is a good thing, Mississippi.
Was
I'm glad he's dead for you.
Do they pay college coaches, like, under contracts?
I think so.
So do they have to uphold his contract if he's dead?
Well, where's like the check going to? He's fucking dead.
His family.
Yeah, fuck his family. I don't know.
Probably. I mean, that's what he said, becoming a college basketball coach.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. I mean, he picked a shitty fucking career choice.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tom Brady literally went home for 3 months and said, yeah, I'm done being married. Hilarious.
Goes from his fucking hot-ass wife to kissing little boys.
He's been steady kissing little boys.
I know, that's fucked up, because he had a hot-ass wife. He's like, no, I get turned on by fucking little boys.
She kind of looks like a horse.
I'd still fuck her. You know how much money that she makes?
Yeah, she made... For a long time, she made more than Tom.
Mm-hmm. She is a sugar mama. I will gladly do that.
The NBA has a new trophy, I see,
yeah.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What is it? What is it, buddy? I
had this pulled up. Actually, for this one, I'm going to just... Can you fucking cooperate, you stupid cunt?
Wow.
Okay.
What are you trying to do now? Right. Jesus, this is
okay.
Thrilling to watch.
It's there. So, anyways, Michael Jordan MVP trophy for the regular season. How about that? Suck it, Bron. Suck it. Suck it, you bald but can't accept it hating ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, okay? You can get... You know what he can get? He can get the runner-up in the finals MVP. How about that?
Oof.
There's your trophy.
Oof. Wow. You're just doing it to him like this.
And Devin Booker can get the scoring title for most pointless scoring...
Outburst
per season.
He'll snap for like 60 points in a game that literally does not matter.
Jesus Christ.
It's like you drop 70 points in a game and fucking loses.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Welcome to the Phoenix Suns.
Yep. And then they also named some other ones. Let's see. I can't read it from this angle.
The Jerry West Trophy.
Yeah, there's a Jerry West Trophy.
Hakeem.
I think that's most improved. Or not most improved, but most clutch. Most clutch is the Jerry West one. Hakeem for Defensive Player of the Year. Right.
Obviously.
Wilt Chamberlain rebounding title.
No,
that's something different.
That's something different. I can't remember. I think that might be the most improved, maybe, which doesn't totally make sense.
John Havlicek.
He's the sixth man.
Yep.
George Mikan.
I don't know.
Oh, that's most improved. That's what that one was.
The Mikan drill. We've all done Mikan drills, right?
Yeah. Do you know who George Mikan is, Mike?
Some dude played for the Lakers in like the 40s or some shit.
Okay. It's been your history with Mike.
Mike Mikanen on the history.
Yeah. Next thing we had on the docket, I wanted to ask you guys a question, right?
Yeah.
Hold up.
What's your question, buddy? What's weighing down your little heart?
You guys miss fucking D-Rose?
Being in Chicago or like being...
Yeah, being in Chicago.
Yeah.
Playing well.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day when they were playing the Knicks and they were getting blown out by fucking 30. They put him in like the last like 20 seconds.
Back's blown the fuck out, bro.
I mean, god damn it. Miss him, you know? He was like my childhood hero.
Except this one didn't rape anybody.
Yeah.
No, he did.
What? D-Rose had rape allegations?
Gang rape.
What?
What?
You never heard that?
No, I've heard of it. It's not real.
Look it up. Oh.
It was settled out, dude. I guarantee he did it.
No, he didn't do it.
Allegedly.
He wasn't convicted, Michael. Shut up. Don't you put blasphemy on my board.
Don't you put that curse on
actually,
me.
Don't look it up.
On him.
No. All feelings, no facts.
Fuck you, Michael. No fucking put yeah. bullshit on D-Rose.
Could not rape a soul.
I'm dead ass. It happened.
If D-Rose raped you, you would say thank you. You fucking
look
prissy bitch.
Up.
You would look him up. You would look him dead in the eyes and you would say, I love you, D-Rose.
You would look him right down the barrel and then right down the barrel. Do you know what I'm saying?
You would tell him, thank you. Thank you for fucking my asshole.
This is the best cum I could have ever received.
Yeah, exactly. You would enjoy every second of it.
In my dirty little every cum second slut of
it, you
hole.
Would love every little bit of it. You would be like nom 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 nom.
I'm not a
right
fan.
On just right on his dick. You would gobble up that shit like cum.
If it was Kevin Durant, then we might be talking. But
like,
it's not
you're
KD.
A semen demon, bro. Like, calm down.
Like, you would suck you would suck that man's dick. Okay.
No.
Okay. Let's be real though. I might.
That man's dick.
Yeah, I probably would.
This
yeah,
man.
Yeah, probably.
Any of these pictures, you would suck this man's dick. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yes.
Hold up.
Pull one up. Yes.
Hold up. I gotta switch over to Mike's camera. Okay.
Yes. Yes, I
While
would.
While you're sucking his dick, he's making this face. Okay? That's what's happening. He's loving it. While you suck his gigantic... He's got a 12-inch dick.
He's got to.
You know he's got a 12-inch
he's
dick.
He's slinging that hog.
I mean, Jesus Christ. If he doesn't have a 12-inch dick... Then I'm gay, okay? Like, Derrick Rose is packing.
It's only not.
Look at that beautiful man. It's look not, at him. That way. Look at that beautiful man. Look at him.
Why don't you just go ask Derrick Rose what his dick size is?
Hi, Mally. You want to come say hello, buddy?
Come on.
You can come on up, bro.
Get up here.
Yeah, what's up, little hoe? You want to come lay on
Dirty
me?
Dirty cat. Anyways.
This is... Extra Cat Maui. He's pretty cool. He's a new intern here. He's been around for like, what, 2 or 3 weeks now?
Something like that.
Yeah. We already had to shell out a whole bunch of money for surgery for him. Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't, though.
Good boy. Yeah. We've got animals here on Going Back to Our Podcast.
We are pet
per
friendly
usual.
Cast.
Per usual.
Bro.
We have
Except
had
for
animals.
They go in the dryer.
We've had an animal in like almost every single episode, whether like the audience has known it or not. We've always had animals around.
Yeah, there's always been some kind of animal every time.
The OG episodes, the boys.
Yeah, there were my dogs in the OG episodes in that shitty apartment.
Yeah, my
and
cat.
And now it's your cat. Spike's been in a few episodes. I mean, she's right there, right behind Michael.
Yeah, she's snoozing.
She's enjoying the snuggles.
Old lady napping.
Yeah.
My other cat's somewhere, probably somewhere, being fat and angry.
I haven't seen her since I accidentally threw that iPhone at her.
Yeah, she's probably still really angry about that. Yeah, yeah. Dalton accosted my cat.
So bad.
Like,
oh my God.
He hit her with an iPhone.
It fell off the tripod.
He threw it at her.
And just like...
like a monster.
It launched.
He fucking tomahawked it.
The spring, like, just launched it at her. Like,
it popped out of the tripod, bounced off the table, directly into my poor little kitty's face.
All I gotta say is I don't feel bad. You know? Because she should have known better. When you see an idiot messing with something, just get the fuck out of the way. You know?
She's a cat. She never
I'm
learns.
Her dad.
That's a good point. She's probably full
That's
on
all
retarded.
She sees.
She's probably full on retarded. Jesus Christ.
You're just being so goddamn needy today, Maui.
Hello, kitty cat. Hello, kitty cat.
Sweet boy.
Hello. Yep. So you didn't bring a list.
No, because I'm a bad friend.
So... We're going to have to talk about this.
Wow.
Do you fucking want to do this podcast, or do you just, like, hate these people that view this?
I hate the people that view this.
I mean, we have a whopping 3 viewers on the last one, so...
That's hot.
That was,
One of them's me.
I believe 2 of them were me, so...
Oh.
Oof.
Hell
nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Maybe this quality upgrade, it might make people want to watch more.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I really do, honestly. I'm doing some other changes too to the videos, so more coming in store. It's gonna look great.
Yeah, it already looks pretty goddamn good. You
yeah,
stupid
I,
bitches.
I feel like we're killing it right now. Honestly, we're really doing a great job. So, not
yeah,
to suck my own dick, but you know.
No, you're trying to suck your own dick. Don't lie to yourself,
bro. If I could, I would. Do you know what I'm saying? But I feel like it would definitely feel like giving a blowjob more than getting one.
Would you swallow it or would you spit it out?
I'm not fucking gay. Why would you spit it out?
If you suck your own dick,
that's... Why would you spit it out? It's your cum.
Well, I don't know.
Fucking...
Do you swallow your own cum, Mike?
Fuck no. I just ask if you...
What is wrong with you? Why don't you swallow your own cum?
If you could suck your own dick, I just had to ask if you spit or swallow.
Oh, we got a chicken leg coming out. Oh, look at it. Look at this. Oh, he's pissed. All right. Sorry, buddy.
What's up, dude?
Big Boss Mauser. He's always sweet and never sour.
Unless he's shitting right, staring you down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That did happen this week, and I got physically way too angry to react, so I just had to act like I didn't see it. Or
what happened?
He stood right over there, right behind these cameras, took a shit, and stared at me. Like a shit on the floor. Yeah, that's the closest I've ever been to abusing an animal, like, not okayly. So.
Wow. You just petted him a little aggressive.
Yeah. He had 2 days where it was just like, you're a piece of shit, Maui. Are you
okay? And he'd come to me and I'd be like, dude, I'm not saving you. Are you okay?
He's fine. I love you. God. Oh my God. You're so gay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had to do
that. He's fine. He's my child is fine.
Is he? Do I need to call?
Look, he's fucking fine.
Pets are getting a little aggressive, aren't they, pal? Huh?
Yeah, he's just fucked at this point.
You fucked what?
No, I'm saying Maui's just fucked at this point.
Yeah, he's my dog now. We're pretty chill.
True.
Yeah.
True.
He likes to sleep with me. That's pretty nice. So, Dalton, what is this about the crazy amount of CP we had to sift through on your computer before we could...
CP. Oh, child porn?
I got him.
Child porn.
I got
That's
him.
That's what you were referencing. Well, I heard you like to fuck little boy feet, so...
That is on the top end of discussion.
It is on the list, yeah, it is on the list. Also on the list is Zion owns the Suns. So how do you feel about that? Do you want to take back all your past statements?
I've already publicly apologized.
Have you?
Like twice now.
You need to get on your knees and suck Zion's
dick. You
suck
my dick,
Michael.
I mean,
you're gonna have to suck his dick. He's in the going back door Hall of Fame.
Or at least let him put his dick in your face on a dunk. Something.
I'm just saying, we didn't see anything from him. And then when he finally did come back, he was great. Sorry, I was wrong. How long did he not play, though?
Well.
It was, what, like 2 seasons? And 1 because he was too fat?
That was last year, yeah.
That's hilarious. And then he comes back and has a breakout season. Wonderful. Beautiful.
Wow. Until he gets hurt, like AD.
Yeah, AD had 5 good games, and everyone I ever knew was just like, yeah, it's coming. He's out for the rest of the season. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he's got a foot injury, so most likely he's going to miss a good 2 months.
At least.
But then again, the Lakers are already irrelevant, so who cares?
Yeah.
Why do you look butthurt, Dalton?
I'm just thinking. I feel like we're flying through topics.
Indeed we are.
We're
indeed.
At like half an hour. Forgot how the list works.
Yeah, because you want to use it, but every time you do use it, you're like, oh, fuck.
You rely too much on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to find a nice balance.
Yeah, we've got to work on that.
Because we did have a sweet spot where we did have a good balance between using a list and just riffing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like also having the list right in front of me doesn't help.
Because then you're like,
I'm running out of things to say.
I gotta lean on it.
Yeah. So, gotta improve on that.
Now, why are you sniffing his shoes? Back.
Yeah, he is already back. I guess he's tag teaming with...
he's gonna tag team Roman Reigns.
Yeah, he's gonna go up against Roman Reigns, and he's tagging with Kevin Owens.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, him and Kevin Owens are gonna tag team Roman Reigns.
Yep. Hey, yo.
Yep, wrestling is a bit gay.
So is football, honestly, when you break it down. It's pretty homoerotic. It's dudes in tights at the end of the day, bro.
So explain figure skating.
Dudes in tights at the end of the day. It's super gay, bro.
Alright, fair.
I'm not defending either one. I'm just saying
it's a little... What about soccer?
Not wearing tights. Still pretty gay,
still super gay.
They take their shirts off. After they score a goal that's fucking... You can't even use your goddamn hands with.
Michael?
What are your thoughts on European people that play soccer?
Are you trying to get me canceled, or are you just trying to have the honest answer?
No, you don't have anything nice to say about them? Do one nice thing you have to, you can think of about European people that play soccer.
They're douchebags. Ronaldo or Messi. One of those guys is a complete fucking asshole. I think it's Ronaldo.
Do you know more than three soccer players?
No, I don't give a fuck. That's just the most internationally famous fucking grass fairies that I know.
Oh my god.
Grass fairies?
Oh my god. Nice.
Thank you.
Oh my god, that was genuinely great. Oh my god.
You never heard soccer players called grass fairies?
No, I hadn't heard that one. Holy fuck, that was funny.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You're International welcome. Fairy Association. IFA.
IFA.
You fucking gross bitches drinking soda. Wow.
You know what these sodas are for?
Excuse me. Won't even crack a cold one with the boys, bro.
Because it's not Saturday, buddy. It's Sunday.
Bro.
Yeah, some of us have to work tomorrow.
They don't have to know that. Smoke crack. What do you mean?
So you're not even going to work tonight. Fuck off.
Smoke crack, Mike. What do you mean?
Suck my dick.
You suck dick.
Suck my dick.
No, fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. But Zion did beat the fuck out of the Suns.
Yes,
and then
did.
Had a very disrespectful 360 windmill. That was beautiful.
That was hilarious. I've watched that video 58 times.
And then campaign.
In honor of Booker's 58 points. I've watched the Zion Williams 360 dunk 58 times.
Okay.
Hey, suck it.
just kidding. What have the Bulls done recently, huh? Besides lose.
Larry Markkinen's looked really good.
He does play for you guys.
He did at one point, and then we traded him.
Yep.
He's on the Jazz now.
Yeah, now we
Larry have... Legend Markkinen, you mean?
He looks pretty damn good, I hate to admit it.
Right?
God damn it.
But just like the Bulls, always blowing shit up before it can actually get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or blowing up their star player's body.
Yeah,
2008.
Shouts out to D-Rose.
And his knees, may they rest in peace.
Yeah.
And Lonzo, may his knees rest in peace too.
They should just got the fucking youngest ball, brother. The Bulls fucked up there. Why get Lonzo when there's a fucking younger model? And he can actually play better.
Right?
Honestly. And his shot isn't fucking god-awful ugly.
Hey, Lonzo's isn't bad anymore. He fixed it.
Well, yeah, no, he fixed it, but still... Yeah. Are you muting that?
No, I'm literally just hoping you say some racist shit, and I'm holding the camera on you.
No, I just don't like Lonzo. I'd rather have LaMelo.
What are your thoughts on BLM?
Terrorist organization. Michael, why would you say that?
What'd you say?
I mean, the lady who actually did that shit was just keeping the money and whatnot, so...
Michael, why would you say that about the lovely people at BLM who bought million-dollar mansions, multi-million-dollar mansions all over the country?
What if I started?
But didn't give back to the community that they were so worried about? Because they don't care.
And look at what you did, Dalton.
Speaking of black supremacy, Kyrie had a game winner. That was pretty good, huh?
That was nice.
I didn't even see it. I really didn't see it.
Pull it up.
Pull it up? All right, fuck it. We'll pull it up.
Kyrie, the bringer of the Fourth Reich. All right, that... Ow.
Kyrie, leader of the Fourth Reich? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Wow.
You hit a game winner in New Balances.
Wait. I don't actually know if that's true or not.
But it would be funny if he went with New Balance, because then they're just like, ah, we kind of are okay with hating Jews.
I feel like oh my are. God. Was it this one?
Yeah, yeah, one day ago. Raptors.
Was it against the Raptors?
Yeah. Set. Siakam leaves it short. Good D by Durant. Simmons bounces ahead to Irving. Sprinting, dishing, KD hitting on the three. Claxton has been a force. Irving surrounded. Irving into the...
Right. That's horrible.
Kyrie Irving! It's...
I love
that. Irving stops, takes, and hits. Kyrie Irving delivers the victory at the buzzer.
I like those uniforms. Those are fire.
I don't. They're ugly.
They're fire. They're
glad you're with us wherever you may be. Good crowd on hand, and guess what, Steven?
Fucking Grizzlies were doing the waving shit at the end of the game.
That's hot.
They beat the fuck out of the Bucks.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. I really didn't care about the Kyrie game winner.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. He wasn't doing shot. Much good shit, so when he does something good, I gotta give him some credit.
Yeah. You know what I did? What, dude, speaking of highlights, did you see the Luka dunk?
No, I actually did not.
You did not see this Luka dunk? Oh my Which god. One? Let me pull it up real quick.
Did he actually look athletic?
No.
Third time.
Okay, that's the jogging objective. We'll come back to that. That's Draymond getting ejected. We'll come back to that. Here it is. Here. You ready?
Indeed.
Luka taking his time. Finds Hardaway. Maneuvers away from a closeout. Right. Luka maneuvers away from a closeout. And that is about the best dunk we've ever seen in a Luka. This is a holy moment right here.
Ooh. That was nice, though.
Real nice.
Been a timeout call, but we ain't going nowhere. We're going to let you look at this again a time or two. Look at that face.
Wow. Okay, so I want to know in the Luka brain, when he does that look off, is he thinking dunk at that moment? Because he has that little, he blew his own mind.
Wow. He says he wants World Wars, and I did that. Crazy.
Man, I thought the dunk he had in the open court against Milwaukee the other night was his best.
His best one here.
The pass fake was hilarious.
Yeah, the pass fake was nice.
Because it's a head fake while he's still got the ball just dribbling. And then his other hand he brings across.
Yeah.
Funny.
Holy shit. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, and you don't expect Luka to have that, though. I almost feel like.
I mean, no. He's never really shown a whole lot of athleticism.
Not that kind of athleticism. It's usually just uses his big fucking body. You know?
Yeah. Being a thick boy. But,
yeah. Thick boy. Thick. Like, my dick when it's thinking about
boys.
God damn it.
The pause.
I was trying to come up with something.
The pause.
Besides a your mom joke. Thick like my dick when I think of Todd's mom.
Wow.
That could have been better.
And how we have devolved. Way to go, Dalton. We're back to making your mom jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We are back to your mom jokes.
Indeed. Indeed, we are back to your mom jokes.
We are, yeah.
I ain't seen a suckening like that since I met up with this lady named Heather last week.
Yeah, I haven't either. That was crazy. I'm glad I got that on camera.
Just you silently sucking the dab card, just looking around.
Nothing, dude. You'll find out later. Oh. Shit, what else was there to cover this week?
The Knicks are fucking garbage and fuck that franchise.
God. Dude, can we burn New York to the ground already? I fucking hate the Knicks.
It's only good for comedy.
I mean, I hate the Knicks.
I mean, they tried with in 2001, but it didn't really work that well.
I hate
well.
The Yankees.
Let's start there.
That's what we need. We need another 9/11.
Yeah, but this time in Yankee Stadium.
Just for their sports franchises.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
You hear us, Taliban's?
Aim for New York.
What's Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden. Leave City Field alone. The Mets actually are half-ass respectable. They got fucking good pitching. They got Verlander this offseason. I want to see how that goes. Then after that, kill any other sports team there. I don't give a fuck.
So, Aloha Snack Bar, your nearest Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. MSG. Right after that.
Blow that bitch up. Do the world a favor. Do the world a favor and blow that shit up.
Leave the Barclays Center alone, though. Take out Kyrie if you want. I ain't gonna say shit. But leave Durant.
It's just Kyrie gets assassinated. You know how funny that would be for like the conspiracy theory people? They would just be like, oh, it was the Jews.
And said it was the Muslims. Got him.
Or Kanye's gonna get shot first. I don't know.
Kanye or Kyrie? We need to make a bet on that.
Which one of the K's is gonna get dropped?
Can we make a fan poll on that?
On who's gonna drop first?
Kyrie or Kanye, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's interesting.
Because I feel like we're T-minus like 3 weeks of Kanye killing himself.
Kanye or Kyrie?
Yeah.
See, the problem is
I've always liability, seen Kanye.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean? We're not...
They're going against the Jewish community. They're fucked.
You know what? We're pro-Jew here at Going Backdoor, so yeah, we'll do a poll. Why not?
We support Israel.
Now, me personally, I'm not pro-Israel.
Israel is real.
I'm more of a Jamaican kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Like Palestine.
No, Palestine sounds gay. I'm not with that shit.
I like Brazil in 1946.
Thought daughter, gay son.
Huh?
Thought daughter or gay son.
Gay son, all the way. All
right.
Gay son. I could sleep better at night knowing my son sucks dick than my daughter is sucking all of the dicks. You know what I'm saying?
Gay son, thought daughter, Michael.
I'd probably say gay son as long as he's actually the top. If he's taking a dick in the ass, that's disappointing.
And we're back from homophobia with Michael.
Well, good thing we got our lawyer here.
Oh my god. Just.
I would hope for that anyway. If he's a power bottom, then what the fuck ever. But, I mean, it'd just make me sleep a little bit better at night knowing he's giving out dick than taking dick.
Power bottom. So if you're a spicy young Latina power bottom, Latino power bottom, Michael is looking your way.
Yeah, he's looking for a man, and he's hungry.
How about talking about fucking Hong Kong, bro?
No. Michael Thailand. Yeah, wants some dick.
Yeah.
From a gay Latino man.
Or a transgender woman pre-op.
He was telling us about this earlier. He's kind of embarrassed, but... We told him we'd rip the band-aid off for him.
Yeah. So how's it feel being clear that you want to fuck ladies with dicks?
I have never said that.
I never made those claims about those sex relations with those ladyboys, Mr. Clinton. And now we're back to just silence and dead air.
Yeah. Wow. That was a horrible joke. So, did you see the ejections? Well, we'll go back to the fucking list. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I want to see what this John Morant one is.
Yeah, though. This one
fuck
was...
Fuck Draymond. I don't care about Draymond.
You don't care about the Draymond one? I don't either.
I do want to see it, though. It's funny.
You want to see the Draymond ejection? We'll get it the fuck out of the way. Why not?
Because he's just telling on somebody.
He's showing out right now. And he got a tech from Draymond. He was still upset about the traveling call. He was... talking to him about that, and he felt like that probably wasn't a foul, but it looked like a foul to me, actually. Have a threatening enough drive to make someone have to come off their man. That's what happened. Well, you always use a good phrase, breaking the paint. Dribble penetration.
Yeah, fuck Draymond Green. Who cares?
No, this is the one I'm curious about.
Even if you don't fully push the person, just seeing your hands, and then they jump, their body just a little bit goes forward. It's an easy call.
And John Morant's just been kicked out of the game.
throw. They call the 10. And they're going to show a highlight.
And Ray Acosta, two technicals against John Morant.
Yeah, but something must have happened with a fan because on the side because the Grizzlies are all talking about that he was talking with a fan.
Yeah, John Morant.
Side note, how the fuck are the Grizzlies down 21 to the fucking Thunder? This is more the story. What the fuck happened to Memphis? Jesus Christ! This is before he got thrown out of the game.
It's only in the second, and it's a 21 fuck! Lead. That is awful.
Oh my god! You let them put 61 and a half on you?
They didn't even hit fuck. They just got 40.
I mean, dear god! Garbage!
Grant is pointing at the fans in the corner that apparently said something to him.
And now a technical foul on Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Out of hand. Who's this lady?
Yeah, this is not well handled at all. Man.
Come on, man.
This part I thought was kind of nice too.
So you got fans like, getting into it with John Morant, yeah, and then John gets kicked out of the game.
Didn't blame the lady. So clearly it wasn't.
I mean, you saw him right there. He was looking over and talking. The ref was like, you know what? I'm taking it personal.
I feel like the refs have become mad soft lately.
Yeah.
Like, super fucking pussy.
They're loosey-goosey on techs.
Like, they call, like... And it's like a thing of, like... It's always the young refs. They're, like, afraid they're not getting the authority they want.
The respect they deserve.
You know? It's ridiculous.
It's just like correctional officers. Racist.
You know, all police officers can suck my dick from the back. Not really. But
only Mick.
Only Mick.
Balls on Chin Theory.
Balls on Chin Theory.
Starring Mick Spivey and my cock.
That's going to be the first porno we put out with all this equipment we have now.
We're going to...
On the casting couch.
We're going to fly down...
On that couch specifically.
To somewhere where Mick is located now. Break into his home. Set all this equipment up. And ambush fuck him on the couch that we bring to the house as well.
Kinky.
Yeah.
Kinky. Very kinky. Very hot. Very attractive. Can't wait to watch it.
You're producing it.
I will be producing it and participating in it.
You're going to be the POV angle?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I'm going to duct tape the iPhone to my forehead.
Just hold it in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm holding my mouth the entire time.
You like that?
You like that? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Yeah. So, what are our plans for New Year's? Do we have any? Have you talked to anybody?
I have still not done anything.
Still haven't done anything?
Haven't heard anything.
Okay. Okay.
Haven't been told of any sort of plans.
Any sort of plans. I would imagine that something would be thought of maybe probably after Christmas, you know?
Yeah, Christmas is going to get done first.
Yeah. But I am hoping we can plan out something.
Yeah.
Do a live episode.
It'd be fun.
Like a 2K tournament or some shit.
2K tournament. I thought about having we just do like a... end of the year summary where we go back and talk about things that happened.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the podcast.
Like a yearly recap.
Yeah, yeah. Bring on like maybe past guests.
And just be like, where are they now?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not all of them.
Well, fuck you guys.
You know? Mike, especially you've been Michael. On here too much. We have had enough of your shit.
We don't want to listen to your dumb bitch voice anymore, bro.
Yeah. Could you not?
Why do you have one ass cheek hanging off the couch like you're fucking thick, bitch?
Because your dog's sitting here cuddled with me.
I mean, this camera angle is hilarious.
It's looking pretty wild.
It's pretty fucking
funny.
Oh,
yeah. It's looking pretty wild. I'll bust my ass out right now.
Pussy if you don't. Pussy if you don't. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. You can show it. Flip it over, Dalton. Flip it over, Dalton. Flip it over. Look. Okay.
Look at that
flip it
ass.
Back. Hurry. Flip it back. Okay. Nice. Nice. Welcome to Going Back Door. You've been just shown a back door.
Oh, my God. There's your man ass of the week. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Okay. That should be the alternate logo.
And that's staying in.
It should.
That's the type of content our fans show up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The total three fans.
Yeah.
You and then the two views I gave.
The two bot accounts we bought, yeah.
Yeah, the two bot accounts. Yeah, that's expensive shit. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, $1.37 for a view. Wild.
Nuts. I had to strangle some Asian kids just to get that done, honestly. It was, regretful, but...
Really had to go bust some knuckles in the sweatshop.
We got it done. End of the story. We got it done. You know? I feel like we've ran out of subjects here. How's things in your world? How was your week?
Oh, pretty sick. I ruined a day with my girlfriend. That was
cool.
Oh,
yeah, let's talk about that. That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun time.
Totally cash money of me.
It was fun time. I still don't totally understand what happened there.
Basically, I didn't want to go eat at the restaurant in a city far away from where we live because we could not lock her vehicle because we didn't know where the car key was. It's a push-to-start vehicle, so, like, as long as the key's in the car, the doors are unlocked, and you can start the car.
But she doesn't know where the keys are in the car?
Yeah, it's somewhere in the fucking car.
So, you drove all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
Got into this argument, and then drove all the way back.
Yeah.
Didn't get food.
Yep.
So, the Korean barbecue, was it good?
No idea. Not a fucking clue. Drove home, and then we went and saw the new Avatar movie. That was pretty cool. 3 fucking hours long.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 3 hours.
No, fuck that movie. I don't give a shit. Fuck that movie. 3 hours long is too goddamn long for Avatar.
Yeah.
Shit.
Especially if it was like fucking 10 years in the making.
12.
Whatever the fuck. Either way, it's been over a decade.
It's old enough Tom Brady would kiss it on the mouth still.
It's still on the clock then, yep.
You gross bitch.
I feel like I've done that about every episode the last like couple months. Yeah. So, you drive up there.
Yep.
Get into a screaming.
At what point did you realize the keys were missing?
The whole time.
The whole time? So the whole way up there, you knew the keys?
Yeah, I knew the keys weren't there the whole time.
Why didn't you just look for the keys?
We did.
If you knew it
for
was
for like 35 minutes in the parking lot as we're screaming at each other. Still didn't find said key. So we drove home.
Now, you checked everywhere in the car.
Yeah.
Did you check your hoodie pockets?
Yes.
Did she check her hoodie pockets?
Yes.
Did you check? I don't know.
Brother, I am still confused about where the fuck the key is. But
is it in the trunk? Did you have like a bag or something? Put it in the trunk?
The trunk won't unlock. The trunk's not unlocked, and usually you just walk and push the key on it, and it's unlocked. Or near it.
Okay.
But you can start the car, and the doors unlock from the driver's side.
Excuse me.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We do have her spare key. We did find that because she washed it.
Huh.
Yep. Ran through the dryer too. It works.
So, when you got back, how did you apologize? Did you just, like, cry, break down?
Oh, no. It was like a bitch. I was like, I'm sorry about being such an asshole all the time and ruining everything we tried to do together.
Just sobbing?
Yeah. Bunch of gay crying. Yeah.
Did you, so you didn't watch the Suns game the other night?
Fuck no.
Okay, and then you get
that's
into this
what he
fight
was crying about.
And,
Yeah.
I was under the impression he was crying because you wouldn't fuck him, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. We live together, but yeah, I will cry. She doesn't have sex to me.
No. Mike wouldn't fuck you.
Yeah. That's prude, bitch.
Yeah. What are you afraid of? A little gay dick?
What are you afraid of? A little AIDS, bro.
Little gay
That little dick? Prison yard ninja sneaking
little
tiny,
up. Tiny gay dick right in your mouth.
Just let me pee in your mouth a little bit.
Put it in your mouth.
I'd rather have a dick big enough to satisfy me as well, not just fucking disappoint me. Got him.
Wow.
Do you feel hurt?
Not really.
Did it get you?
Nope. I'm used to it. It's fine. It's fine. I know I ain't got enough dick to satisfy anybody. It's fine. Not even myself. It's fine.
Wow. Well, you guys want to wrap this up with some plugs? We'll do that and head on out since it's...
Follow me on fucking Instagram, you stupid fuck. At fucktoddgbd, you filthy fucking slut. Then there's also fucktodd2021 on Twitter, which still needs to be changed, but I'm a lazy fuck.
Whoa, wait. I just had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
I just had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Hold up. Let's go to...
That's going to be crazy porns. Oh, no. Look at all those children. Dalton, no, the children. Well, it's the Soviet Union. It's not Russia, it's the Soviet Union.
Oh, it's Soviet Union?
Yeah. There we go.
There it is. Crank that shit.
Alright, fuck Todd. GBD on Instagram. Fuck Todd 2021 on fucking Twitter. Fuck you, bitch. There's also fuck Todd forever on YouTube. Go to the fucking website. Fucking click on it and subscribe to fucking stupid shit. We have a website right up there. Other than that, enjoy your fucking week, suck my fucking dick, you stupid fuck, and stay home. The real Blue Todd on DVD on Instagram, is that everything? On everything, the real Blue Todd, GBB, bitch. Fucking check us out, fucking slug. See you next week, you fucking dick. I hope you had a great fucking time sitting with us. Suck dicks.
I don't turn in the going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Todd are extremely gay.